Oh, cool.
Chris is the front man of the band The Record Company from California, guys, right?
That is correct, sir. Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. And I don't even remember how I stumbled onto your music, but I've become a big fan of it. I listen to it on the Spotify, like, in heavy rotation.
Oh, well, that's great.
I wouldn't say there's been really, like, a week I haven't at least given it a listen. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Well, that's nice to hear. I'm glad you're enjoying it, man.
Do you have more stuff coming out anytime soon?
We just released our EP Feels So Good on Kill Hurt it's on vinyl, and it's got a B-side on it, so that's available online. We have two EPs out on iTunes, you know, that you can get, well, I mean, they're on iTunes, they're on various other formats too, and then,
You don't sound like a band who's only been around a couple of years and only has two EPs out. You guys sound very polished.
Thank you. We've all been around the block, you know. I mean, been in bands. Each of us have been in many different groups. And I think when we got together, we knew exactly what we wanted to do. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Kind of helped there. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you get asked a lot, you know, who you would compare your sound to, because I'm sure you don't want to be compared to anyone, but
it happens. It's all good.
I described you the other day, I believe. I said that if music were a color wheel and blue was blue and red was like rock music, I would say like the Black Keys are more maroon and you guys would be like more purple.
We lean pretty close to the root of it all, you know.
I mean,
we're definitely drawing influence from more of the, you know, we sit around and listen to old Stones records, Howlin' Wolf, but then we also listen to Stooges and a lot of Velvet Underground, and you know, we listen to newer music too. But I mean, that's kind of like where we draw a lot of inspiration from. And, you know, just kind of like going back to a little bit closer to the root of things and just kind of sitting in that zone and just seeing what you can learn by really just absorbing yourself in records like that, which are records that I've loved my whole life, but like just to really specifically use those as an influential palette, you know, to draw from, and just kind of sit there and go, we're going to listen to, you know, the real good songs that are raw and performed by artists who, you know, were coming from a real place inside, and that's where what we try to do too, you know.
Right.
I mean, in our own way, we obviously, you know, we're doing it in a completely different way, in a completely different century, but that's kind of where we're coming from with it, you know what I mean?
Well, I was actually kind of shocked that you weren't like an older black gentleman, to be honest with you. Do you get that, or is this the first
Thank
time
you.
You're hearing that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I've
you don't
I've,
get
I've
oh,
heard...
you're a young white guy very often.
Well, I mean, it's happened. You know, I to some degree, I suppose. I was one of those guys that when I was in, you know, my voice like changed in like fifth grade, and it went from like, hey, what's going on? They're like, what's up? You know, so just the way it went, you know, and then like years of just screaming my head off have put a nice, you know, age to it or something. I don't know. But I mean, I love
to
sing.
Do cigarettes help? Are you a smoker?
No, God, no.
No?
I used to, but no, I just can't do it. And pull it off.
I worry that some of like our great voices that were formed by cigarettes will go away when, I mean, cigarettes have kind of become kind of, what's the word?
Passé.
Yeah.
Smoker.
Well, I mean, you know, they definitely do change the voice, you know, and I mean, I have definitely been a man who's been known to smoke a few back in the day, but I just there was a point where I just I didn't feel like I was getting everything I could get out of my voice all the time, and I just wanted to, I don't know, and I also wanted to, you know, live for a while. So I was like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's one thing when it's 19, you know, there's just a point where I was like, you know what, I'm either going to keep doing this or I'm going to stop, and there was never a point where I was like, well, I feel like I'm better because I'm doing it, you know.
Plus, you probably can't smoke on stage anymore.
No.
Can't you if it's like part of the performance?
Well, and I don't know. Well, and I'm also, I guess this is, I don't know if this really means anything to anybody in the world, but I'm highly allergic to it.
Oh.
So that kind of, you know, that kind of also, I didn't know that when I was smoking, but I was like, boy, why do I feel like crap constantly? It's like, oh, yeah, you're allergic to smoke. So maybe it affected me a little more vocally than it would other people, you know, just something that the moment I got out of it. And when clubs like all stopped having smoking in there, it helped me out a lot. Like I could, it was like night and day for me. And I had no idea it was affecting me so bad until I started being not around it constantly. I feel like I'm like going into like a Goody Two Shoes when you talk about breaking glass.
It's a PSA for anti-smoking.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like, oh, let's talk about kicking things over, breaking things.
Well, you gotta make
up some ground here.
You say you guys have all been in other bands before, and are you originally from California?
No, I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin.
Hey, that's where I'm at.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Not on a dairy farm.
Grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin.
I had grandparents that owned a dairy farm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did they have red tractors or green tractors?
If I recall, I think there was a busted red tractor on the property.
One busted red tractor. Yeah. See that's how when I was a kid, you know, there was always the everybody would debate about, you know, which was better, Ford or Chevy. Where I grew up, we debated about which was better, John Deere or International Harvester.
That sounds about right.
And in I believe in the first or second grade, when they asked me what I wanted to do for a living, you know, I remember this distinctly. I drew some musical notes, and then on the other side of it, I drew a tractor because I wanted to be a professional tractor puller, say, which I thought was pretty rad.
You wanted to also play music? You wanted to do tractor pulls and play music?
I was like,
music?
I'm either going to be a musician or I'm going to be a tractor puller. I guess if I'd have grown up in the South, I would have like been like, it would have been like a rodeo thing, you know, but up in the North, we were, you know, we were doing different stuff up there, I guess.
Absolutely. So how did you guys all get together then? You said you were all from different bands. Like, how did you stumble upon each other? Because you guys... you seem like you mesh, like it's, you know, all the bands that you've left behind, good, because this works.
Good. I'll tell you this, those guys, I don't really know how to describe how it happened, except for that it just seemed like it was supposed to happen, that the three of us met each other, and not in any grand scheme, just like, kind of like, sometimes you meet, you know, in a way you'll meet some friends and you're like, yep, that just works, you know, and it was kind of that way with these guys. And I think when we all listen to the same records, we all love a lot of the same stuff. I mean, there are exceptions, but I mean, it's pretty much if somebody, you know, in our group, you know, drops a needle on a record at late at night, it's going to be something we all are like, hell yeah, you know, so... That has helped, you know, because collectively it allowed us to have a vision that that was uniform instead of, like, constantly, you know, shooting in every direction and not really staying to any one particular direction, you know.
Sure.
That's really important, you know. It takes time sometimes in a band to do that. We immediately knew what we wanted to do when we decided to do this band, and that was kind of what we just started going from there, which was, like I said, to go back to, like, the root and like really see how raw we could leave it. You know, what happens if you record something completely live and put it on a record? I mean, like, in, you know, you just do it the old way. You put a couple microphones in the room and you you let it rip. And we did that for a while, and then kind of evolved the sound from there, you know, and we're still evolving. We'll evolve, you know, hopefully forever until it's over, whatever that is. You know?
Are you guys doing any kind of major touring or anything, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we did a bunch of Canadian dates last year. We've been up and down the West Coast a bunch. We haven't announced our summer schedule yet, but we'll be coming through the Midwest in August. I'm sure we'll be through all those areas there. We're going to be up in Canada in August, like in Ottawa, Montreal, and swing down through New York. And but for the first part of this year, we kind of just took it all back home and just were like, you know, we're going to concentrate on playing Los Angeles and the surrounding areas and just hammer it home here for a little while and maybe write some more songs and just kind of take it all back home. Because the first 2 years, we kind of came out of the gate where we were just playing a lot and recording a lot. And then, you know, we started doing some touring kind of early on in the band. And it's been nice for the last, like, 4 or 5 months to kind of take it back to growing the sound again, you know, changing things and trying new things and writing new things, you know.
A lot of the press stuff for your band that we were reading about that you sent over had stuff regarding like the usage of your music in like commercials and in movies and TV shows and stuff. Is that something that happens organically or?
Oh no, I don't think it's just like anything else. You have to have somebody actively approach you.
Yeah,
we've been fortunate enough to have some really, you know, a couple of really good things happen for us, and good people helping us out and working with us in that area. Being in Los Angeles, that's kind of, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of entertainment out here, so you get a lot of views on things that you otherwise wouldn't, you know, maybe be so in the neighborhood of. I mean, you'd be at the bar and somebody next to you is talking about something that. Oh, hey, oh, yeah, well, we play that kind of stuff. Oh, you want that for a TV show? That's cool.
Is that something that's profitable for you, or is that just, like, for the exposure?
I mean, it's profitable. You know, I mean, it's just another stream of income for a band, you know.
Right.
And it's exposure, and it's, you know, and you have approval, you know. It's like, it's not like... you know, everything that we've ever had our music on, we've been totally cool with.
Yeah.
We've been totally, like, excited about being a part of it, you know. You know, we've been fortunate to have to have the luck we've had and have had some good people pushing the stuff around to some people who thought it would fit their shows, you know. So it's kind of a thrill, you know. I mean, being from the Midwest and being from, like, Wisconsin and, like, being not even just – Wisconsin would be like growing up in kind of like really a very rural. It's a far, and it seems like a very far removed thing to have happen.
Right, and we're like in this age of accessibility to where, I mean, you know, you guys are in California. You have a couple of EPs, and you're fairly not. I mean, you're not getting like much radio play in St. Louis. And just that, you know, I can stumble onto you and start telling my friends about it. It's like this varying stages of make. I mean, like, you know, the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, and that was like, you know, oh, well, now everybody knows about the Beatles. And
right.
It's weird that now there isn't really something like that. I mean, now there's just.
No. Well, I mean, there's still things that can help a band, you know, but there's a pretty big leap. Yeah, but there's a lot of, you know, because of everybody being able to kind of control and having, you know, kind of equal ground in some respects to release music, obviously not taking into account like a press budget or anything, but just being able to be, you know, be able to put out a record and have someone in Germany find it. That's crazy. You know, that was not, you know, without a label or without anything, you know, that's certainly exciting. There's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of great bands, and that's another thing that's exciting. It does make it, you know, you as a band, you have to stay on top of getting your stuff out there. It's just like any other thing that you do in the world these days. You got to just keep going out there, and you have to keep putting your music out there and keep releasing material and touring and just doing whatever you have to do to keep the blood flowing, if that's, you know, that's what you're looking to do, which is, you know, we're obviously in a situation where we're trying to play as frequently as we can, put out as much music as we can, and, you know, do it in a way that we think holds to our ideas of what we should sound like and what we should be about without compromising any integrity or anything like that, you know?
The internet age has got to help that a lot, too, because, like, I'm a fairly new fan. Mike was raving about you guys, and he had just sent me a link to your Bandcamp, where I played a couple of songs, and I was instantly hooked, you know? So I've, in turn, shared the link for your Bandcamp, so other people, and I have not had one person that didn't walk away from that a fan, and that's not, you know, it's just the fact that the accessibility is there. It's a different way to access your fans, and if people don't like your stuff, they can walk away, but if you do actually find that fan base, they're going to share your links, they're going to share your music, and that's how you're going to develop a fan base in this day and age. I don't think ABBA was going to be able to do something like that.
ABBA. Is it ABBA or ABBA? I always thought it was ABBA. I don't know. I'm almost kind of happy we don't know that. But I do that for bands too. You know, I mean, I am passionate about local music, regional music, bands that are from all over that come across our path. And I do the same thing you're describing there, which is, you know, from being inside the band, I can say, hey, thank you for doing that. That means a lot. That to, you know, when somebody takes the time to pass the music forward, and that's the whole idea, and that makes me happy, very happy to hear it. And but at the same time, being a fan of music, I like to do the same thing, so I can completely understand being on both sides of the ball with that. And I think it's a great thing. It's giving just gives people that are recording in basements and in living rooms across, you know, the world an opportunity to have some fun and to maybe have some more, you know, some more ears available to them than ever before, which I think is great. You know, I think it's a great, great, great thing.
Well, and the best thing about this whole thing is this is going to be like the ultimate hipster cred for me, because, you know, in a couple of years when you guys are a big deal, I'm going to share this with people and say, dude, I had these guys on my show. And I have proof. I'm going to be sharing this link in 3 years. I watched a documentary last night, actually. It was called Mistaken for Strangers. And basically, it is the guy from the National invited his brother out on tour as like a roadie.
Oh, how is that?
It's actually really good. But he asked a question to one of the guitarists that I think I'm always going to be interested in. Whenever I go to a live show, I'm always going to check for this. He asked the guy, when you go out on stage, do you carry your wallet with you? And I thought that was interesting. So, Chris, when you go out on stage, are you asking me if
I carry my wallet with
you? Do you bring your wallet out on stage with you, or do you, like, leave it backstage?
I bring it out with me.
You do?
The first thing I do when I hit the stage is I go back to my amplifier and I flip the standby switch and I take my wallet out and I throw it behind the amp.
Oh, really?
Yep. Anything I've ever discussed before.
Right, I think...
And if to anybody who comes to a record company show, I don't keep anything in there anyway, so don't, you know, there's no reason to try and, you know, go behind the amp and find the wallet, because it'll be a waste of your time, but, you know...
I just know that from now on, whenever I go to a live show, I'm going to be trying to see if the guy has his wallet in his back pocket or not.
So you're going to be staring at asses all day.
Well, I mean...
I guess.
That is a new thought. I had never even really considered that. Even more importantly, do you take your cell phone out, and what do you do with that? Because the wallet doesn't suddenly have your, you know, somebody like your cousin call you in the middle of a show, and you've left it on top of the amp, and you forgot to flip it on to silent, and then the amp starts going...
Yeah, it makes that sound.
So it's like,
Then do you do it? You incorporate that sound into your music then?
Yeah, it doesn't really fit in with our sound, you know. I generally will take that out of my pocket and turn it off as well. Just since, seeing as we're going there, I might as well just disclose all pocket things.
So your pockets are empty.
There are no cell phone or wallet on my person when I play. But that doesn't mean anything. It's just the way I roll.
What's the best website for me to, I guess, just therecordcompany.net, right?
Yeah, that's a great place to go. You want to hear the tunes, you can go there and get any information you want. Hit on the email list, and you'll be able to know when we're coming to the area or whenever we're releasing material. That's the best place to go, to therecordcompany.net.
Cool. Thank you so much for being on, Chris.
Of course. It was my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to go to break with I don't even remember what song I put on here, but another one of your songs. Cool. We'll be back in five. Thank you.
You can tell them after it's over.